Tell the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Why don't you give us a call? We're talking about Russia's exploits in space. And apparently, the Russians who are back on the ISS, they have begun they did a spacewalk to go on out and look at the Soyuz MS-9 spacecraft. This is the one where they found there was a hole on the external surface of the habitation module that was leaking atmosphere out into space. And there was a lot of talk about where it came from, what had happened. It looked like there were scores around the hole, like it might have been drilled. They're not really sure. So they had this 6-hour, 31-minute spacewalk where they went to the exterior of the spacecraft, peeled back the thermal insulation and the meteorite shield to try and take a look and figure out what's going on. And they basically did an inspection. They took photos. They're scraping off samples from the whole surface. And they'll send them aboard the same Soyuz MS-9 spacecraft back to Earth on December 20th. It'll be sent back, obviously, under ground control, and they're going to try and figure out what's going on. The MS-09 spacecraft was sort of permanently moored there at the ISS as a lifeboat, and no doubt Russia will send up another one as well. So apparently the cosmonauts had to dismantle the equipment of the Endurance experiment, which was carried out to study the influence of spaceflight's conditions on certain materials. That sort of reminds me of the LDEF, which went up on the space shuttle. And was this giant steel frame with all these little panels in it. And it was launched on the flight just before Challenger. And because of Challenger, they weren't able to go up and retrieve it in a timely manner, as it were. It was left up there much, much longer than they planned. By the time they got it down, a lot of those panels were completely empty. The space environment had just destroyed whatever material was in there. What was really interesting about that experiment is they flew a bunch of tomato and basil seeds on the LDEF, which were then made up into these little kits that were sent to schools, where you had the space seed and you had the equivalent seeds that have been kept on Earth. And you could do a little science fair project of planting them and see if there was a difference. There never was, I should point out here. But it was always, it's a way of getting the kids a sort of a direct connection with the space program here. So, all right. Hollywood director Ryan Murphy, who directed films like Glee, American Horror Story, and Pose, has announced he's launching a multi-million dollar organization that will target candidates running for office who are anti-LGBTQ. And apparently, at a Los Angeles event last week honoring the Trevor Project, which is a suicide hotline for LGBTQ youth, he actually named names of those he's going to target. And I think they've crossed a line here and they've made a strategic mistake. It's one thing to push for acceptance, and they got that. You know, we're accepting that there are alternative lifestyles out there. Now they're trying to push past, you know, they're out of the closet. They want us straights to go in. And I think that's why they're engaging in this kind of political activism. Way too much PC in this world here. Okay, as you know, we've got this monster winter storm, Diego, It's dumping snow and ice all across the southeast. It just made a huge mess. Carolinas, parts of Georgia, power outages all over. And it is a very hard, very early start to the winter. Turns out the Old Farmer's Almanac was right, and all the global warming proponents, once again, were wrong. Remember back in March 20th, 2000, headline news, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And we have had several record-setting winters since then. And every winter seems to get worse and worse and worse as we slide into the grand solar minimum. And those physicists and astronomers who are not on the payroll of the global warming scam are coming on out and saying, this is going to get really bad. You know, we're talking about serious cold in the northern, southern latitudes that is going to cause famine. They won't be able to grow bumper crops. It's going to get really a bit of a mess here. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So there is that storm there, and we're just now getting into winter, and it's time to get those snow tires out and get them on the car. Apparently, so far this month, it is the coldest December on record in China. On record. So the data is just out there, and the corporate media is still pushing. Well, they don't even call it global warming anymore because they're starting to look silly, but it's climate change. Now it's climate change. We can stop climate change. Remember what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I can't even remember her name, Ocasio-Cortez, came on out and said, if we end climate change, we'll end racism. And I want to go back to something that people seem to forget. Climate is always changing. It always has. It always will. It was changing long before humans evolved on this world. It'll go on changing long after humans have gone extinct. Because what controls the climate here on Earth is solar radiation and the orientation of Earth's poles and orbit. As the Earth tips back and forth, the dynamics change. As the orbit goes from circular to ellipse and back, you get alternating between the ice ages and the interglacials. And we're in an interglacial right now. But we may be getting out of one. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Tom in Connecticut. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you just made a statement about the new research about Sandy Hook. I've called you in the past. I live about 10 miles from Sandy Hook. And,
yes.
It's my wife's position. She knows people who knew people involved in that tragedy. Whether it was, this is a hard thing to unwind. They just released something about these documents they found about Adam Lanza researching serial killers, thousands of pages of this obsession. But the point I'm trying to make is, okay, so if you unwind this, what possible resource or who could release information that would be credible enough to undermine something like this, or undermine something like 9/11, or undermine something like the Oklahoma City bombing? A revelation from what source would resonate with the public to say, hey, they've been dicking us around for like a long time. This is unbelievable.
Well, there is no authoritative source that such information
yes,
would come
term.
From.
Authoritative because, source because that someone would believe, yes.
Okay, because the government and the corporate media declare themselves the authoritative source. So it has to basically be an individual exploration where people begin to doubt the official story. They see what's out there, and they go and they do their research. And as far as Sandy Hook is concerned, just search for Wolfgang Halbig. I mean, they're trying to silence him through lawfare.
I've read his information, and Jim Fetzer, you know, there are tremendous inconsistencies in the whole thing. But once
yes.
again, being so close to this and having people who supposedly know people that were killed or were involved with this, you know, supposed tragedy. It's hard for me to unwind this being so close to it locally. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You can't even broach the topic in this area, you know, because it's so, you know, emotionally charged that it could possibly have been such a
horrific false flag. There's two different things going on here. Okay, if it was real, it was traumatic, although it should be fading by now. If, in fact, it was a monstrous hoax, then nobody wants to talk about it because I'm sure, you know, the government was very generous with those people. In fact, I understand that most of the so-called parents had their mortgages paid off completely after it was all over.
That whole idea floated out there, too, yeah. Yeah, but once again, it goes down the line of everything that has been perpetuated from all the way back in Kennedy assassination. How far back you want to go? That although people seem to start to think, a majority by whatever researchers say that the American public has significant questions about the Kennedy assassination, but then there were baby boomers like us, you know, that are kind of fading off and maybe, you know, the light's starting to shine and say, like, wow, maybe that doesn't really make any sense, you know, let alone 9/11. You know, so
yes.
Once again, authoritative sources trying to find this whole new idea that they're going to have some grand jury investigation about 9/11 that's been approved.
That is a major breakthrough. That there's actually going to be a grand jury impaneled to look at evidence of controlled demolition in the World Trade Towers. And the U.S. attorney went along with it. It is the letter of the law that lawyers can come on in and request a grand jury. What the U.S. government is going to do to try and shut this down, I don't know, but it's guaranteed they'll do something. They will definitely do something. They don't dare allow any one of these secrets to come on out, because the first time the American people say, we were lied to about X, they're going to start looking back at everything they were ever told by the corporate media and the government, and they're going to realize the extent to which we've been lied to throughout our entire lives. And politicians lie. It's been going on since the country started. You remember that story about George Washington?
Rome, for Christ's sake. You know, it's just, but they, yeah, Campbell's nose under the tent kind of thing. Yeah, if they did this, what else did they do? I mean, if there's not
exactly
enough ideas about lies of the media from how we got into 18 years of war, oh, weapons of mass destruction and bang the drum about friggin' Saddam Hussein, I don't know what, you know, beyond that, easily documented, easily proven. It was a hoax. And yet,
yes,
you know,
it was a lie.
On and on it goes. All right.
I mean, do you remember that story about George Washington and the cherry tree? Father, I cannot tell a lie.
Cherry tree, yeah.
That was a lie. You know, they made that up for his election campaign. So, yeah, they've been lying to the people pretty much all along. And, I mean, look at all the whoppers they were telling about George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, my God. That was revisionist history at its finest. That was just unbelievable.
I wouldn't say at its finest. I think at its I went the other way. At absolute worst, definitely polishing the poo there.
Oh my God! I bring this up to people, and I say, do you remember any of this stuff? You're my age. Do you remember any like Iran-Contra stuff or? His statement, his documented statement to Sarah McClendon. If the American public found out what we actually did, they'd drag us down the street and lynch us.
Yep.
You know, so I, oh, really? He said that? Really? I mean, this is how, I guess, cocooned inability to process the ideas that we have been lied to this long, inability to accept that possibility is just, I think that's kind of the way the American public goes.
Well, fewer and fewer of them. We're seeing all of these studies and polls where the American public have become very distrustful of the government and of the corporate media. And they are starting to ask questions. And that's why the government is getting so nervous. And that's why they're trying to get social media to shut down all these discussions. A lot of the websites for the corporate media have shut down their comment boards because of the negative comments coming on in. Basically saying this story makes sense.
You know, Alex Jones fan or not, what is happening to him, what is happening to then down the line of the DICE and you know, Natural News, all these people that are being marginalized, cut out of these social medias, cut out of search engines, all the way down the line. And nobody, I don't know why nobody, like, what is free speech all about anymore? It doesn't make any difference. And the aspect of, like, the most liberal, it used to be, well, what does that term used to mean? Tell me what you think. This is an open forum of ideas. They're the most repressive. It's mind-boggling at this point. Really, it is. I'll let you go for now. Well, thank you so much, and take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Well, you know what they say, the very best slaves are the ones who believe that they're free. That's the situation that we're in right now. You know, our elections are all but meaningless. We're slaves to the private central bankers. And our schools and TV and movies are saying, we are free, we are free, we are free. No, we're not. Okay, the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. We're talking about climate change, human-caused global warming, and we know it's been this gigantic fraud. Back in the 1990s, when they first started this up, the world actually was warming. And so, like any politician, Al Gore said, we're going to take something that happens naturally, we're going to declare it to be a crisis, and then we're going to offer to sell people the solution. And that happens an awful lot. Oh, this is a crisis. We've got to do something. I need funding. Then, of course, in the early 2000s, global temperatures began to decline. And rather than say, okay, the problem is solved, let's go on and find something else to do, the proponents of global warming literally committed fraud. And that was confirmed by the documents and computer codes leaked out of the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, which showed a conscious decision to conceal from the public the fact that global temperatures had started downward. Hide the decline. That's where that came from. It was an outright fraud, and they enlisted all their friends in corporate media to push this idea, the world is warming because of human activity. And then about 5 years ago, when it was very obvious the world was not warming, they switched it to climate change. Oh, the climate is changing, and it's all the fault of you human beings, you icky-poo human beings, and you will atone by paying carbon taxes and by allowing a global environmental authority to tell you how to live your life. The global warming was one part of the plan for the New World Order to bring it about, along with a global pandemic, that one fizzled in 2009, and a global financial crisis, which looks like that one is definitely going to happen. But I don't think that's going to work for the globalists, because most people are smart enough to realize that economic globalism and private central banking is what created the economic crash, and having more globalization and private central banks is not going to be the solution. Anyway, apparently it's expected that Justin Trudeau will likely lose election next year because of Canada's new carbon taxes. And by the way, in a world that is cooling, it makes absolutely no sense to limit carbon or to tax it. If, in fact, you believe that atmospheric carbon will warm the atmosphere, then isn't that what you want when you're heading into a mini ice age? Of course, we know that that was never true anyway. Even NASA confirmed that carbon acts as an atmospheric coolant. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. Do call in and join us on the air. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
On the 5th day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me 5 driving points. 4 daughter guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, was that a timely little bump, considering we've been talking about human-caused global warming. Apparently, Donald Trump has, or the Trump administration, has agreed to a one-time aid package for American farmers harmed by the China tariffs, which is like saying, instead of dying quickly, we're going to let you die slowly, and that's a kindness. Anyway, getting on back to global warming here, over in the Los Angeles City Council, yes, it's California, and we know they're all crazy out there. They're looking at a proposal that would mandate that public venues sell vegan food in order to fight climate change. So if you're going to like a sports venue or a concert venue or something, you know, forget about, you know, hot dogs, hamburgers, and chili fries and everything. It's going to be plates full of lettuce. Okay, here we are. Quaker Oats, the breakfast of Anchorage, Alaska, is being sued for glyphosate contamination.
This is...
And so Quaker Oats and their parent company, PepsiCo, they're being sued for not disclosing that 17 of their food products are contaminated with troubling levels of glyphosate. Now, the company likes to say its products are healthy, but who's going to believe that now? Morgan Strickler of California filed suit at the end of October 2018 on behalf of himself as well as others who reside in the area, and it was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California and cites unfair competition laws and the Consumer Legal Remedies Act. And this is getting to be a problem. I think it was about a month and a half ago, we had a story where children's breakfast cereals were found to be contaminated with glyphosate. These companies that are harvesting these products and processing them are not taking the time and trouble to make sure the glyphosate is completely cleaned off. Although, as far as we know, glyphosate actually seeps into the food. And glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen. And so we're living in a country where, because of corporate greed, we are being sold food that has the potential to make us very, very ill and to kill us, to make us very sick. And, of course, the medical industrial complex is happy as all get out, because their business model requires us all to be chronically ill. That's where they make their money. If we were all of a sudden, all of us healthy, they'd go out of business. In fact, we just posted a flashback to that article where Goldman Sachs came on out and said, actually curing patients is not a good business model. And it's getting harder and harder to find safe and healthy food. Now, I've noticed that Whole Foods is running a major ad campaign for the holiday season. And but again, they built their reputation on organic, natural, safe food. Then they got acquired. And despite the presentation of still being healthy and everything, it's the same kind of fare you get at any other supermarket. Now, Trump was talking about the health crisis being brought about by the open borders, and he's right about that one. But there's also another major health crisis being brought about by corporate malfeasance, and nobody wants to talk about it because it makes money. And if it makes money, that's a good thing. Who would want not to be making money? I'd like to make money, but there are certain things I'm not going to do it, which is probably why I'm going to die broke. Now, fortunately, we have a down-to-earth nearby, and so far they're remaining pretty much pure. They're following the GMO project. They've got all the stickers and stuff, so we can avoid that stuff. But this problem with glyphosate, our farms have been saturated with the stuff, and if they cannot get it out of the food that's processed from those crops, then the entire nation, the entire population is being exposed to a carcinogen. And that is a very, very sorry situation. Okay, apparently, this has come on out. Newly released court documents are showing Monsanto has been accused of hiring third parties to literally hire an army of internet trolls to post positive comments on websites and social media about Monsanto, its chemicals, and GMO, and to downplay the potential safety risks surrounding glyphosate. Now, the documents are from the ongoing Monsanto Roundup litigation in Northern California before U.S. District Court Judge Vince Cabrera. So, we're not going to bother having a healthy, safe product. We're just going to propagandize you. Okay, we got callers on the line when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, and we're going to take some phone calls, starting with Rob in Illinois. Aloha, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I was prompted to call by the Quaker Oats story and the cereals and the glyphosates. You know, they don't just spray the glyphosates as the pesticide over the crops. My understanding, and I heard this, you know, this is what I heard, okay, people talking about it, is that when they harvest it and they put it in the silos, it doesn't just immediately go into the manufacturers or whatnot. It sits in those silos. So while it's sitting in there, for the grains not to dry out, they will dose it again with glyphosate upwards of 2, 3, 4 times, however long it takes to keep it from drying out. And not only is it poisoning it, obviously, and doing that, but no rats or anything will eat it. So... That's what I got there.
Glyphosate is actually a preservative, and they'll actually spray it on the produce at the supermarket. And most supermarkets now have an organic produce area, and you need to talk to the manager of that department and ask them if that's being sprayed with the glyphosate as well. But it is a preservative, and it keeps the fruits and vegetables looking fresh longer as they go through the supply chain. And it's sort of making up for the fact that in this age of corporate farming, the distance between where it's grown and where it's consumed gets longer and longer.
Right. When you take all that produce home, you know, you got to soak it. You got to wash it really good. I heard apple vinegar is really good for
yes.
like some of your fruits with some of the harder skin. So you soak it overnight in this apple vinegar, you know, before you consume it. Because, you know, again, what you just said, and it travels through who knows where. And it could be from place to place, from storage to storage, and how many people are handling that fruit on top of the fact of whatever they spray on it. So,
yeah. Well, we know that, like, the FDA has been turning a blind eye to the abuses of Big Pharma, and there's no reason to expect that the USDA is not doing exactly the same thing for Big Ag.
No, they're all in on it. CDC, you know, all of them, they're all in on it. It's about making money, and a lot of these are privatized. They're not even really being regulated by the government anymore. What we think is being regulated by the government. And I'm sure you've spoken about this at length many times. Okay, that's all I got for you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And again, going back to that lawsuit that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. just won, in which it turned out that the government agency that was supposed to be keeping watch on vaccine safety hasn't been doing the tests for 30 years. I mean, that's pretty bad. All right, back to the phones. Joe in Oklahoma, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. I must take exception to the last caller on one point that he made. I've been involved in agriculture all my life. I'm turned 70 years tomorrow. I was in aerial
frame. Happy birthday.
Business, 45, thank you, sir. 45 years, and I am quite familiar with much of the uses of glyphosate and other ag chemicals. And, you know, I'm not going to debate the issue on its absorption into the plants and its uses over the top of the crop. But I think from my observations here in the central United States, that is a bogus charge that these produce and the grains are sprayed prior to binning to keep them from drying out, because you cannot put grains in a grain bin and with them having any, a very significant amount of moisture, let's say 10 to 11% moisture, without them molding and spoiling.
Yes.
So I think
yes.
that is just off the wall. But onto my other.
Well, there's another reason to think that, and that's because if they're in a silo, you can only spray the top layer.
Exactly. So, you know, somebody's trying to spread misinformation here, and, you know, we want the truth. That's what we're all in search of. But what I really called you about, the food safety issue, is the country of origin labeling on our meats. I don't think most people are aware that our major packers are foreign-owned anymore. We did have country origin labeling mandated by Congress. It was in effect for 2 years, to where when you looked at a package of hamburger, you know where it was produced from. Not packaged from, but produced from. And what's happened, the big beef packers have got the rules changed to where if it can be processed in any country in the world, but as long as it's packaged in the United States, it can say product of the United States. And people need to call their congressman and even President Trump on this. You know, if you want to buy Brazilian beef, so be it. If you want to buy Taiwanese beef, so be it. But if you want to buy American beef, you should know that it was conceived, bred, and grown and fed and slaughtered and packaged in the United States of America. We have the safest beef supply. We had the safest beef supply, but look at the beef recalls we've had with JPS at the helm. And I thank
yes.
you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. And it's a health issue. There's no question about it. And we all know that Americans' health overall has been in decline. The more they adulterate the food, the more vaccines they give us, the worse our health is. And it's very obvious there is a pattern. People in other nations are much, much healthier overall than the American people. And that's not even getting into the issues of the obesity crisis, which is itself caused, at least in part, by chemicals that are added to the food, like monosodium glutamate and aspartame and unmetabolized hormones. So, but again, if they can put chemicals in the food that make you eat more, then you will buy more. They will make more money. That's really what's driving it here. Okay, we have, let's see, Chris in Clearwater, Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the caller, a couple calls back, said that soaking your food in organic raw apple cider vinegar, I believe, is that what, that's what he meant, can be helpful. And the reason that's also helpful to consume is that it has a type of acetobacter bacteria that can biodegrade glyphosate. There's a 2010 research study out of Nigeria that found that, and it's entitled Biodegradation of Glyphosate Herbicide in Vitro Using Bacterial Isolates from 4 Rice Fields, and from the African Journal of Biotechnology, where it was published. And some of the other foods, other than the raw organic apple cider vinegar that has this acetobacter, are kombucha, sauerkraut, kimchi, and some cheeses, and possibly yogurt, according to MIT researcher Stephanie Seneff, who's very done a lot of very pioneering work on glyphosate and implicating it with autism. So there are ways that we can degrade glyphosate in our systems.
Chris, are you still there?
I am. Sorry, I had a call coming in. What part did you miss?
No, I got it all. It's just I thought we got disconnected here. Yeah, anything that is going to cause glyphosate to degrade quickly ought to be something that every kitchen needs to have, and probably identifying some of those along with the apple cider vinegar, which we use, by the way, would be a good thing. But what a strange thing to literally view your kitchen as your last line of defense against food products that are not good for you.
I know. We have to do what we can to detoxify, you know, since glyphosate is toxic in parts per billion, parts per trillion, they found. And another possible way, I'm not sure, but one thing I like to do is soak my food in freshly ionized alkaline water that will electrostatically adsorb or draw out through the van der Waals forces. It's if you want to look that up, it's three words, called VanderWaals. So it's kind of like electromagnetically, but electrostatically soaking water or soaking food in a freshly ionized alkaline water will draw out the positively charged toxins and pathogens from deep within, even when you soak yourself or, you know, spray it on your body or soak your, say, your feet or soak your whole body if you're able to do so. I'm not sure if glyphosate is positively charged, but if it is, that would probably be another good way to detoxify. And since, you know, the more alkaline the ionized water, the lower the surface tension, meaning the better it is at, as a surfactant, kind of like soap. And since a lot of pests, mm-hmm. most pesticides are petroleum-based to prevent them from rinsing off in the rain, that's another good quality of the more alkaline alkaline the ionized water is, the lower the surface tension, then the greater the adsorptive or the antioxidant quality. It's now, just to simplify things, the faster it is, you know, you can soak things in a matter of minutes, the more alkaline, say 11.5 pH alkaline ionized water will take about 10 minutes to soak and fully adsorb the positively charged toxins and pathogens, whereas, say, 9.5 pH might take an hour. So that's something else that I found also useful.
Okay, well, that's really good information, and it definitely bears looking into finding ways to counter the glyphosate, because it's obviously not going away. Monsanto's making huge amounts of money with it. It's their cash cow along with the Roundup Ready seeds. And So we're stuck with it. We are stuck with it. We're going to have to just adapt to that.
Well, if anybody has been injured, they can contact. I know there's a law firm, I believe in San Francisco. They're out of California, the Schmidt National Law Group. You can contact, and they'll help sue Monsanto, now Bayer. That's S-C-H-M-I-D-T, National Law Group. Nationalinjuryadvocates.com is their website.
Well, okay, that's good to know. I know that Monsanto is being hit with thousands of lawsuits right now. They're still trying to knock down that settlement for that groundskeeper. They got most of it thrown out, but that's not enough for them. They're still trying to whittle that back on down. But there are a lot of people getting ready to file these lawsuits, and they have this legal precedent where the court found that glyphosate was the cause of this person's injury. So yeah. I'm sure Monsanto's lawyers are celebrating that they're going to get raises and bonuses and larger offices. Anyway, Chris, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to talk about Cortez, but real quick on the whole glyphosate thing.
Yes.
I'm a farm boy. I grew up on a farm. I've lived on a farm most all my life, and I know a little something about growing a crop. I live smack dab in the middle of dozens and dozens and dozens of farmers who grow corn commercially for commercial purposes. None of them, again, I say none of them, spray anything on anything when it's being stored in the silos or anything like that. Once it is out of the field, it does not get sprayed. That's so anybody saying it does, either one, doesn't know what he's talking about, or two, is intentionally telling lies. Now, with that being said, I'm glad to hear about that apple cider vinegar thing, because I did not know
yes.
about that. I'm gonna definitely keep that in mind. Now, with and as far as this whole concept that rats won't eat this, that's a myth too, because if rats wouldn't eat it, I'm going to give you an idea just how small a town I live in. On weekends, the teenage boys get together and hang out over at the silos, and they have what they call rat parties, where they shoot rats with BB guns. Now tell me that
okay.
the rats won't eat this. Yes, the rats will eat it, so that's another lie. Anyway,
yeah, that caller was trying to, maybe that's one of those hired trolls from Monsanto.
You have to kind of wonder. Now, with respect to Alexandria occasionally has a cortex in her mind of some sort, I'm trying to figure out, I went and I watched the video of her talking about this, and I'm trying to figure out just exactly how converting to renewable energy, so, and I'm assuming she's talking about solar and wind and such as this, how this is going to eliminate racism, because I'm here to tell you, folks, I really hate to be the bearer of bad news. I hate to rain on your parade, punch a hole in your balloon or whatever, you know, pull the plug on your leaky sink. You are never, I don't care who you are, where you go, what you do, or how you say it. You are never, ever, 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 ever going to eliminate racism or biasness of any form. It is not possible. So long as man walks this earth, we will have prejudice and bias in one form or another. And you are not going to get rid of racism. You're not going to get rid of homophobics. You're not going to get rid of Islamophobics. You're just not going to do it. It isn't possible. Let's stop fighting fights that we cannot win. I am so sick.
Well, you need to remember that a lot of politicians will deliberately fan up racism or homophobia or sexism for political gain. There's no question about that as well. History has shown, for the most part, ordinary people tend to get along, but they're roused up into this idea of our group has to hate the other group by their rulers.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just, Mike, this just irritates me to no end that we are still, after all of these years, having these same ridiculous, lame conversations where there is no resolution. I think it's time that we direct our focus toward what we can do something about, such as illegal immigration, hunger.
Okay, well, Art. Okay, politicians do not want an end to racism and sexism any more than the medical industrial complex wants an end to disease, and for pretty much the same reasons. Art, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words. We're going to try and fit in these last couple of phone calls.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Final segment of our program. We've got two callers waiting on the line. I'm going to try and get through them both, starting with Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. I don't know if you heard that joke. There was George Washington, who mythically could not tell a lie. Then there was Richard Nixon, who couldn't tell the truth. And then we have Bill Clinton, who couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Oh, okay. That sounded about right to you. The problem is it's contagious, where people confuse what you're being led to believe with what you're ought to believe, and then there's always what they're hiding behind their back. And the thing is that if people wake up to what's hiding behind their back, it's what I call alethiophobia, is a morbid, irrational fear of truth. And the thing is that it's not a matter of being committed to this mental model or that mental model. It's a matter of being committed to following the evidence where it leads. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But our schools don't teach rational thinking or analytical skills, especially in the age of Common Core. They're taught by rote. We will tell you, you will memorize it, you will speak it back, and as a result, it's probably one of the reasons why corporations are pushing for all these H-1B visas, because the quality of education of America's young is abysmal.
Yeah, well, I have my degrees in hard science, mechanical engineering, technology, dealt with more of the practical
Good
side
for you.
Of how do you... Actually, you know, how do you operate a lathe or a milling machine? And how do you take a piece of metal and turn it into something that you can use for whatever? And so, you know, but the thing is, it hasn't done me a whole lot of good in terms of livelihood. Now I'm getting ready to go Ubering. I mean, not tonight, but just FYI, I did make this is just an appetizer. I donated a few bucks today. $100, but that's just an appetizer, because first I got to figure out how much it's going to cost to fix my house, how much it's going to cost to fix my teeth that need some serious dental work, and then I'll be in a better, once I know how much that's going to come up to, then I know how to spend the rest of my inheritance. But until then, I'm kind of like, I don't want to put myself in a bad position by spending money I don't have.
No, you don't want to do that, but RBN thanks you very much for your generosity. And I'm going to let you go so that we can get one final call from Jim in Michigan. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Love your program, my friend. I just want to make a correction. That gentleman who talked about the glyphosate or Roundup being sprayed into the grain elevators, that's not really the story. It was a cardiologist that was on with Joyce Raleigh, deceased young lady. But he was talking about, he did massive research as far as how they harvest wheat now. And I wouldn't even go into all the technical stuff about it. But what they do to dry the wheat out now, they spray it with Roundup so it dies. So when they get to the grain elevator, they're dry, so they don't have any problems
with any mold. Okay, so it's before it gets to the grain silo. That makes a lot more sense. Anyway, there's the music, Jim. I got to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here at Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com and share it with everyone that you know. Bring back the art of the conversation. Just talk one-on-one. If you talk to 10 people and they talk to 10 and they talk to 10, we don't need Twitter or Facebook or any of that nonsense. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle.